Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hey guys, I hope that you guys are doing amazing where we are in the world, and I hope that you guys, as I said, have an awesome 2020, an awesome start to it, an awesome year in general, whatever you're up to in your life. And if you're interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon link or my Ko-fi link. They're both in the description below. In this video, I want to speak to you guys a little bit about our tendencies and potential relationships. So I'm just going to read a quick comment from Rita Maria Helena. I hope that's the way you pronounce her last name. Anyway, she said something really fascinating that I wanted to share with you guys. She said something like, "Isn't it puzzling how we practically can read minds? But if someone was interested in us, we simply do not see it. Or actually, if I'm interested in that someone, I explain to myself that I'm just projecting my wishes and hopes and interpreting him to be interested when he's just nice to me." Oh my God, there's so much to say on the subject because I always do this to myself. I want to say this 1,000 times because I actually really always do this to myself. I have done this so many times in my life where I've been interested in someone, and this only happens to me when I'm interested in someone. If I am not interested in a person, then I never make these random assumptions, or I never think, oh, I'm just making stories up, or I'm projecting my wishes on them, or anything like that. I never do that. It doesn't matter to me. They're interested in me or not, it doesn't really matter. And I won't even think about it twice. But when I am interested in someone, and this is an INFJ thing for sure, it's so an INFJ thing, it's not even funny. Because so many INFJs I've spoken to have said exactly the same thing, that as soon as we are interested in someone, and this happens only, as I said, when we're interested in someone, that all of a sudden we start telling ourselves all of these insane stories, right? And for some reason, as soon as we're interested in someone, our intuition just goes out the window. It's as if it doesn't even exist anymore. Maybe it's telling us something, but we're completely ignoring its messages. I'll give you a quick example. I mean, I have hundreds of these examples from my life. But a few years ago, I was living on an island in the south of Thailand. I was working at a yoga resort. And there was this individual that I liked who worked in a resort on the opposite side of the island. And, you know, we'd meet occasionally. But for some reason, I thought that he was an interesting character. And I liked his personality. He was very kind and generous with himself and his time. And I appreciate the way he treated everyone equally, no matter who they were. And he had this sense of humor about him and this casual, easygoing nature that really appealed to me, considering that I was extremely, and am, extremely strung up and neurotic sometimes. And so, compared to him. So I liked him. And as soon as, obviously, before I knew that I liked him, I was casual with him. Nothing mattered to me. He would flirt with me. He would joke with me and everything was fine. And I'd be happily able to say, oh, do you like me? Why do you always flirt with me? No problems joking around with him. As soon as the story changed, though, as soon as I was like, oh, man, I think I like this guy, all of a sudden, I became an awkward fool around him, a complete mess. I had no idea how to talk to him anymore. I'd wonder to myself, how was I so casual with him before? And I would not just be, I just wasn't able to have a conversation with him. And of course, before I liked him, or realized I liked him, I was able to make jokes about the fact that he likes me. And, you know, we should, if you like me so much, you should ask me out kind of thing. I would say these things to him all the time, and he would laugh, and it was like a big joke. And I don't know if he was interested or not, but I did make jokes like that without even worrying about it. As soon as I realized that I liked him, I was not able to make those jokes anymore. I couldn't even think about it straight. I was obviously, the minute I realized, I was like, nah, there's no way. There's no way that he likes you. There's no way he'd be able to even stand you. You're too neurotic. You're too scheduled. You're too strict with yourself. He's way too easygoing. He needs someone else, like someone who's a little bit better than you, a lot better than you. I tell myself all of these things. But more than that, you know, I would get certain hints here and there. Perhaps people talking about us and saying, oh man, he really likes you. You should really do something about that. Or if you're not interested in him, you should just let him go easily. And things like that. You know, people would say things and I'd get all these hints about the fact that perhaps he does like me. Or, you know, he would give me hints perhaps that were like completely blatantly obvious sometimes. But in my own insecurities or my own head or in my own INFJ-ness, I'd be like, yeah, I'm just projecting my own wishes upon him. I'm pretending or thinking like he actually thinks that way when he doesn't. He's just flirting with me. He flirts with everyone. It's just normal for him to flirt with everyone. I'm just thinking that I'm special when I'm not special. He does this with everyone, kind of thing, right? And so little by little, I kind of broke myself apart from the inside out, because even though I wanted him to like me, because I liked him, and even though he was trying to give me as many hints as possible that he did like me, I never listened to any of those hints, and I tried to ignore them as much as possible, because of course it wasn't possible. Of course, I had to sabotage the whole situation so that eventually he lost interest, because I was like, I guess she's not interested in me. And then he went after someone else, and he started dating someone else. Now, of course, after that, I was like, oh, dope. And I can't believe it. I can't believe I didn't take all the hints. I can't believe that I ignored all that stuff. I can't believe that he's actually interested in me and I didn't realize it. And what was my intuition doing? Why couldn't I have just been open with him? Why couldn't I have just told him? All of that stuff, right? And I was like thinking to myself, this happens way too often. I should really, really do something about this. But as soon as I said, as soon as I fall for someone or I like someone, my reason and my intuition just goes out the window and says, c'est la vie and goodbye, and doesn't come back until the situation has been completely diminished and completely ruined beyond recognition, so that there's no way in hell that person's ever going to like me in the proper manner. I know it's a terrible thing, and I wish it wasn't the way it was. I wish there was a solution to this, guys. Obviously, I think maybe one of the easiest solutions would be just to be honest with the people you like. But there's a lot of times I have crushes on people where I'm like, there's no way this person's interested in me, or there's no way this would ever happen, so why would I tell them things like that, right? And also, of course, we have this thing inside of us that we do see ourselves so clearly and so authentically sometimes that we're like, yeah, we see all of our flaws, and there's no way that anyone else would be able to see all of our flaws, especially when we're trying to show them all our flaws, especially if we like them, and still be able to like us. We have this thing inside of our head that we think that as soon as someone knows all of our flaws, that they're gonna run in the opposite direction, far away from us. But that's obviously not the truth. A lot of times it's our flaws that makes us cute and quirky and desirable. And a lot of times the reason we fall in love with the people around us is because of their faults, because of their quirks, because of their disparities, because of the differences that they have between us and the dissimilarities, right? And so we have to really remember that and remember that there's a reason why you're falling for this person. There's a reason why you have a crush on this person. There's a reason why you feel attracted to this person. Probably your intuition is telling you that this other person likes you as well. Like attracts like. And a lot of times people only like people who like them. Actually, almost 100% of the time, you're not gonna like someone who dislikes you. I know they show that in the movies all the time where, there's this individual who hates the girl, and the girl falls in love with him because he hates her or treats her like crap, like not well. I'm trying not to swear, but that's usually not the case. You usually fall in love with people who love you and who want to be around you and who really are excited to be around you, right? And so your intuition as an INFJ is probably telling you that this person likes you, and that's a reason why you're falling for them more than you actually would for a normal individual. And so I really have to remember the next time I do like someone and that I'm interested in someone, that they probably like me as well. They've probably given me a thousand hands. They probably touched me in a different, like touched my shoulder in a way, or looked at me in a way, or given me a particular glance, but which gives my intuition the sense that they like me. And for you as well, probably there have been a billion instances where this person's given you all of these hints, all of these signals, and they want you to recognize that fact. But instead, what we do as an INFJ is we become colder, we become more aloof, we become unemotional, we start pushing the person away, we start being mean to them, we start being really, really terrible to them. And so they get the hint, oh, this person probably doesn't like me, she's trying to push me away because she's irritated by the fact that I'm sending her all these signals that I like her. I'm going to stop doing that and I'm going to find someone else. So our self-sabotage works. And they run away and they find someone else, and we're there thinking, oh man, I really like this person. And yet again, they have disappeared and gone and run after someone else, not realizing that it's probably our own fault that that happened, right? Now, I know this, and I still repeat this mistake over and over again. So, of course, my lesson is, try next time you like someone, if it's possible, if they're not married or in a relationship and you're not stepping on someone else's toes. You tell them, I like you. I'm not asking you to do anything, but I just want to let you know. Now, that's difficult. It's very difficult. It's impossible sometimes to say those words, but sometimes it's necessary. And perhaps this new year is a chance for all of us to break off the shackles and try to do something differently. Maybe do something differently so that we can have a different life, to have a more positive time in our relationships. So, let's see. I will let you guys know if I do end up doing it, if I do end up breaking up the shackles and trying something new. I hope I do. I really want to. And if the next time I fall for someone else, or I'm in lust with someone else, or I have a crush on someone else, I hope that I will be able to do that and then report back to you guys. And if you guys do that, please report back to me as well. I'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions about this, let me know. If you have similar experiences, obviously share that with me. I would love to hear from you. And if you're interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon or Ko-fi link. They're both in the description below. Again, thank you so much for watching, and I shall see you guys the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shakar. Bye for now.
3 days in a row, dreaming of something better. Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.